I remember reading a story about a man who went to go visit a monk in the woods. He had his own little hermit. And the man asked the hermit, "So if you knew this was your last day on earth, what would you do?" And the monk, of course, says, "Well, I'd get up. I would make a little toast and have some tea. And then say my prayers and go for a walk." And then, of course, he starts describing his day. And then the man says, "Well, that's what you do every day." And, of course, the hermit says, "Well, I live every day as if it were my last day." And, you know, there's this big trend in our country, like, you know, that filling of the bucket, you know, the bucket list. And what would you do before you die? What are the things you do if you knew you were going to die? I remember my mother when they were smoking, she always said that she loved it. She always still loved to smoke. She had the affection for it, even after she quit years ago with my father had emphysema. But she always said if she knew that she was dying, first thing she'd do is light up a cigarette, because then it wouldn't matter anymore. And she actually had cancer and knew she was dying, but she never did that years later. But when she was giving it up, she used to but this idea of what would you do if you knew it was your last couple of days? The last days, and you knew when the end that was near. And the idea, obviously, for us as Christians, is we live the way we always live. This is what we would do. We always live prepared for meeting the Lord. And that's what today's gospel challenges us to make sure we do. That the reason why I live the way I live is because this is the best and the way to live. That there's not something out there that if I knew I was dying, I'd hurry up and get done and do. And the things I would say, because we'd say, well, the things you would say if you knew you were dying are things you should say now, every day. So that might be a challenge for us today, to recognize that time flies, we all know that, and that a Christian is always prepared, recognizing that today we may be called to the Lord, any one of us here. And that's not a sad and gruesome thing, because we live always ready and expecting to meet our God.